In Unity, we have a wonderful daily inspirational magazine or a journal called The Daily Word. And so we like to read The Daily Word for today. And actually, we have my sister in California who will be reading that via our video technology.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Vicki Thompson, and I'm coming to you from Altadena in Southern California. It is my privilege this morning to read to you from the Unity publication entitled Daily Word. Today's word is grace, and the affirmation is, grace blesses my life in every way. If I'm feeling overwhelmed or find myself in the midst of conflict, I don't need to struggle. Grace, the ceaseless activity of divine love, is mine to claim. This infinite resource of spirit carries me through even the most challenging circumstances. It is expressing in my life right now. I need not earn grace. It is never withheld. Just as water flows when I turn the tap, saying yes to grace is all I have to do for divine life, love, wisdom, and strength to flow freely to every part of my life. Centered in grace, I am at peace. My thinking is clear, and I possess ample understanding, compassion, and insight. Drawing from this divine gift, I bring harmony and joy to my relationships. I move forward with renewed confidence, energy, and efficiency. And the scripture today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." Once again, the word for today is grace, and the affirmation is, grace blesses my life in every way. Thank you.
And so as we let the words, these inspirational words from Daily Word, open our minds and our hearts, I will invite you to join with me to move more deeply into a time of mindfulness, a time of prayer, of meditation. And as we just breathe into this moment and relax and let go, I will be toning the singing bowl, which resonates at that energetic, vibrational level of the heart chakra, which is love, which is allness, oneness. So I invite you to just relax into, to participate throughout your entire being at that energetic level as we turn within to be in the presence of the Godness in ourselves and all around us. And as we recognize, we realize that we are all a part of that which is the energetic field of beingness. We Let ourselves be immersed in that awareness right here and right now with every breath that we take. As we relax and we let go. And we recognize within ourselves that higher inherent beingness. The design in which we are created, the wholeness and the allness of Divine Mother, Father, God, of grace, of love, for they are all one. They are that energetic value. And the presence of Creator, that which we call God, that is the instrument playing in and through and as us, invites us in this now moment to celebrate in a sense of joy, in a sense of connectivity, with that infinite spirit, with that grace, with each other. As we connect and recognize that we are all a part of this beautiful experience called life, called living. We are each co-creators through our thoughts, through the focus of our attention. We create into outer manifestation. And so we allow that awareness to flow through us right now, to lay hold of those innermost feelings and thoughts, not just outer world thinking, but the limitless thought mind of God Creator, of which we are a part. And we lay hold of that energetic magic, that substance of everything that is and out of which creation manifests itself, and of which we are. So we recognize what is ours to do, who we are to be. We lay hold of creative ideas and thoughts. We step forward with a mighty faith to live into and to manifest forth. And with each breath that we take, we release that which no longer serves us. Old belief systems, old limiting ideas, simply melt away. And our bodies are infused in an awareness of the dance of wholeness and oneness in which everything participates. So we take just a few moments in silence to be one with this energetic field of all sufficiency, of infinite love, of grace and light and of blessing. In this moment, we are one. And so having been infilled, having connected to that which is ever present within us always. We now breathe that forth into expression. As we take this moment to surround the prayers that have been placed in our prayer box, in that energy of highest grace and good, we take a moment to speak aloud, knowing that the resonance with which we speak, the breath that we put forth, is of that prayer that sets in motion greater good. So we speak aloud the names of friends, of loved ones, of places, of situations that we would especially bless at this time. John and Linda Hardy, Isabel Ann Dale, Mary Lou Jim, Sue Ann Jolene Richard, Teresa, Bob and Karen, Bill, Vicki and Evan, Tamara, Barbara Milan, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our world leaders around, in every country, in every situation. And so we bless these individuals and these situations, and we hold them in that infinite light of that which is godness, wholeness, healing, and good. And we say thank you. And so it is.